I read about that in the paper too. But I don't, I can't recall.
Would you just call it X-rated movie?
Yes, that's what I would call it.
Okay. Not that it comes up in conversation. All right, what do you call the man who delivers your mail?
The postman.
Okay. How about the man who picks up the trash, the garbage?
The garbage man.
Okay. If, say there's someone who has a lot of friends at City Hall and he's able to manipulate them to gain influence for him or his family or something, you'd say this man has a lot of...
Influence.
All right. Do you know a term for a city employee who doesn't have a job, but one of these guys with influence got him, he draws a salary from City Hall, but he's not really doing anything.
I don't know.
He just knows somebody. Have you ever heard of a payroller?
Yes, I have heard of that.
Is that what that would be?
I imagine so. I really am not familiar with that.
Okay. All right, other than their corporate names, what are those large, the really big grocery stores?
Supermarkets.
Yeah. And what would you call a small neighborhood grocery store?
Just a grocery.
How about the ones that are, they open real early and close at midnight?
They're called, I can't think.
Well, would you call it by its brand name? Would you say to the 7-Eleven or something?
No.
Would you call it a convenience store?
No.
Magic Market?
No.
I'm trying to think of what I call it.
Some of them are called mini markets, I know, but I see the names on them. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay. What about the store? It's a specialty store, and it sells meat that's already cooked and vegetables and salami.
Delicatessen.
Okay. What do you call something... A pan, big pan that you plug into the wall and fry.
Oh, a skillet.
Okay. And what about those little ovens? They're kind of new. They have them in restaurants. I don't know if people have them in their homes yet, but they're small and they heat up food really fast.
I know what you're talking about. Micro oven?
Yeah, something like microwave.
Something like microwave or something like that. It's a micro oven.
All right. What do you call a public place where you can do your laundry and you put coins in the machines?
I call them a wishy-washy. But
can I steal that?
That used to be the name for them.
Wishy-washy.
Wishy-washy. That was the old name for them.
What else are they called? Can you think about that?
Well, they're called coin laundries and all kinds of names.
I guess
so. Laundromats, yes.
Okay. What do you call the thing on the vacuum cleaner that collects all the dust? It's on it or in it?
Suction? No.
No, it collects all the dust and then you remove it.
Oh, bag.
Okay. How about something when you're mopping the floor and you keep the water and the suds in?
In a bucket.
Okay. How about those new machines that people have in their kitchen sometimes under the counter and they can put a whole lot of garbage in it?
I don't know what they are. I know about them, but I don't know what they're called.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a trash presser?
Yes, I have.
How about a trash masher?
Well, either one. I just read about them. Okay. I see them on television. That's the only extent of contact I have with them.
Okay. How about those real big garbage containers that are behind stores or in apartment complexes? They're green, you
know. I know. There's a name for them. Some kind of jumbo. What is the name of that?
Begins with a D.
Dumpster. Okay. That's right.
Okay. Do you know any slang names for cigarettes?